Good morning, WVXU's political reporter Howard Wilkinson is here with his regular Monday morning chat. Good morning, Howard.
Good morning.
So there are two Republican presidential candidates, as you know, from the tri-state, Ohio Governor John Kasich and Kentucky Senator Rand Paul. Right. First, how is Kasich's campaign going?
Well, he seems to be on a roll right now. The poll numbers in New Hampshire, where he's spending a lot of his time and money, are going up. He could possibly even end up winning this thing in New Hampshire, which is the first primary state. He's doing something today in Alabama, of all places.
Supposed to have a big announcement, I read.
Right, and the big announcement is that the governor of Alabama is endorsing his candidacy. And Alabama is one of those southern states that's having their primaries on March 1st. Kasich wasn't really expected to do very well in those southern states, but, you know, he might do a little better than people thought.
So what about Rand Paul? There's been a lot of talk that his campaign has stalled. Is that true?
I think it has up to a certain point. I mean, his poll numbers are really going nowhere. They're around 4 or 5% support nationally and in some of the key early primary and caucus states. By every report, his fundraising has slowed down considerably. There just doesn't seem to be the spark that was there initially when he announced his campaign.
He also needs to get Kentucky's Republican Central Committee to go along with his plan to have a presidential primary caucus instead of a primary. How's that going?
Right. Well, yeah, that's a little problem he has to deal with, too. I mean, under Kentucky law, you couldn't be on the ballot as a presidential candidate and as a candidate for reelection to the Senate. So you have to take the presidential primary out of the ballot and hold a caucus instead. And he needs the Kentucky Republican Party Central Committee to approve this. And they meet on August 22nd to vote on this thing. There's been some resistance, mainly because it would cost a lot of money, but the Paul campaign has promised that they would pay for it, and it would probably cost somewhere around $500,000.
Paul started out his campaign appealing to independent types who lean Republican, but those people now seem to be going to Donald Trump. Can he win them back?
Well, he does kind of appeal. I mean, he appeals to a libertarian wing of the party, the people, you know, that are more libertarian than they are partisan. Trump gets these more independent people who are not very partisan. They vote in Republican primaries, but they're not, you know, they're more interested in straight talk, whatever. Personally, I think the Trump support is going to fade at some point. Then it's going to be up to Rand Paul and a number of other candidates to see whether or not they have the money, the organization, and the message to be able to win over those people. And that's yet to be seen.
Yeah, and going to that point, you know, is it too late for Paul to kind of catch on and rise to the top tier of the GOP presidential candidates?
Well, it's not too late, but he certainly has to start moving up in the polls. He has to find a way. He was in the August 6th primary Republican debate that was on Fox News. He generally got bad reviews for that. The next time that the candidates get on stage, he has to make a bigger impression, and he has to make the poll numbers move. Because when the poll numbers move, that's when the money starts flowing in, and that's when you can get your campaign on track.
And a lot of people, to move to Donald Trump for a minute, continue to support him this weekend. I don't know if you saw he was on one of the Sunday morning talk shows and putting out a white paper on immigration.
Right. Yeah, I mean, you know, he's making a campaign. He's also on jury duty this week, so maybe we won't hear quite as much out of Donald Trump.
Well, that'll be a change.
I think it was kind of strategic. You know, he put out an actual white paper on immigration. You can argue about the terms of it. It was something besides just attacking the other candidates in the race, which is what he has done for the most part.
All right. Howard, thank you for joining us on our weekly Monday morning chat. Appreciate it.